very strange. You see, there are many things which are not written down, but they are very indicative of how of Jewish life in the last couple hundred years throughout East Europe, Lithuania, Poland, White Russia, and so forth. This was by sheer association. I reminded myself when I was listening to the Kriya of Mishpatim, as the Parshas Mishpatim, the Shabbos of Parshas Mishpatim, throughout Eastern Europe was the Shabbos of Chevra Shas. After all, every shul in Europe had a Chevra Shas. Chaburas and groups of people used to come every night to study. They used to have their Chag HaShnoseh, they used to call it their annual festival of the Chevra Shas in town, in the town in which I was brought up as a young boy. He had 12 synagogues. Shabbos and Mishpatim, they used to take over the shul, and the shul belonged to the community. Apparently, the Chevra Shas, after Chevra Shas, are the people who represent the Torah Shebaal Peh. But how are the Torah Shebaal Peh, you read? What do you do with Torah Shebaal Peh? This is the Chevra Shas. Torah Shebaal Peh, you used to read in the morning. Torah Shebaal Peh. And afternoon, the Drosh, the Shabbos Drosh, is Torah Shebaal Peh. The Shabbos Drosh. The Shabbos morning it was devoted exclusively to Torah Shebaal Peh. In the afternoon before Minchan, there was an issue against reciting Tilim on Shabbos in the afternoon after Kriyas HaTehillah, or the time when the Droshim B'Smedrash used to be the leader, but the Chacham here, it was exclusively devoted the afternoon. Torah Shebaal Peh until Mirche, after Mirche they didn't study anymore because Moshe Rabbeinu died in Shabbos late in the afternoon. Chochem Shemes, the Rebbe dies, but the Midrash is bottled. But anyway, this was the Chevra Shas function basically in Europe, was mainly for Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos afternoon is Zman HaDrosh. But somehow, this is a parenthetic remark, but somehow the Chevra Shas, the Lomdim of old big towns and small towns throughout Eastern Europe, somehow felt the Shabbos Mishpatim is their Shabbos. And it's a very strange feeling. And after all, they could have chosen any Shabbos. No, only Mishpat. And it's well, almost without exception. Apparently, the representative, the Parsha Mishpatim, is a representative of the Torah Shebaal Peh, not Israel. Not the Tzavi or even Gdeishim. No. Parsha Mishpatim. And this was not just Minhag, it was integrated actually in our awareness of Torah Shebaal Peh. As a matter of fact, these young boys, young, who studied it, we preferred Nizikim. Parsha Mishpatim is Nizikim. We preferred Nezikim to, what shall I say, to Zvochim or to Chum. Lithuania never studied. I mean, in Volin, sometimes they used to study with little boys, Chum, Heroe, Ganoshe, Kolaboso. No, in Lithuania never. I have never studied under my father Chum. Never. I know Chum because by osmosis, I swallowed Chum with a little boy. You're laughing at what I said, I know, I do know. made, you have neglected me too. I mean, we didn't even study Masechet Shabbos. As a matter of fact, the one who introduced Shabbos in the official, in the codex of our official Masechet, this is my own. It is I. I studied Shabbos, Nideh, and Mikvoyes. I studied all those Masechet. But they're all alike, to say, Teresh Balpeh. Teres Hashem. But the minig is not on it. The minig was and still is to place emphasis and to give preference to the Zim. And the Mishnah, Omar Rabbi Shmuel, or Eitzi Shiyachi, who wants to be a scholar, I mean, he wants to study in addition to it, and as a good Rebbe, I mean, there are a few more kind of stipulations. But anyway, who wants to be a scholar, Yassi Bidi. Begin is the Shainloch. No. Shainloch. The last is the last Mishnah in Parbasa. Shainloch Mikteya Bater, Gulienoch Mikteya Gotu Bater. Shainloch Mikteya Gotu, the most wonderful, problems. By which you can sharpen your mind and develop precision and depth in your comprehension is Masechet Nidikin. And I can tell you from my own experience. I also, as a young boy, I studied Nidikin. I started with Elimitzius I studied, and then after Elimitzius, what else? Schneimersen, Merube I studied, and I still know the best. Is Nizikin. Because apparently Nizikin is saturated with a certain spirit, I would say, with a certain strength which is inspiring. It inspires the one who studied the lame, the lame Hatera, inspiring and actually, I mean, helps him to develop not only his intuition but his intellect as well. There's a special capacity which Almighty implanted in Hilchos Nezikin. That as far as inspiring him at all levels, at the emotional level and at the intellectual level. I mean, from all viewpoints, is Nezikin the strongest Seder. Mm-hmm. So, Mashiach Mekhtiyah, God Bati Yeh Samizek. As a matter of fact, I mean, apparently, Chacham Yisrael felt it, and that's why they gave preference to Nezikin. And actually, the best for him, among the Shenim and Achrenim, Kadmenim, were composed in the tomb for Seder Nezikin. Where do you have actors? On a Nisiris. And if you have actors in Andrin, your name, Moshe is this Seder Noshe, what's the name? Avne Miluim is not as good as that, is it? It's true, so. They accused later Shafir. Shafir was a masculine, was a son-in-law of the Kedusha Cheshem. So he forged and he changed the text and all that. But whatever it is, somehow the Ashgoche has wanted that the best Sefer, which is one of the most classical sort, he was a revolutionary at that Pesach. He himself was a Melamed. So Barbati said he's a bad Melamed, so they fired him. So at winter, see too, at winter, during the winter time, he had no fuel to heat his home. So he used to get into bed, and used to cover him up with his cover, cover a map, you should feel what? You used to say a shear. So the question is, what did the Barabbatim do? Or are they? So Balabos can dress himself the way he wants to. The Sakhishans couldn't. So the only remedy was it's a true story that they had no heat. I don't know the story about getting warm in bed, but he had no heat to simply, he didn't have enough heat in order to exercise his function. He was as a Milana, Milana Tanikas, he was. But Seder Nezikni, a revolution. He and after him, the Nesiris was a rich man. The Nesiris married twice and had a rich wife. So they supported him. They supported this. He was a Rav, Nesiris was a Rav. Elisha was a Rav. A Rav was a different business. They had enough tzoras, Nesiris. But again, the Nesiris wrote the Chavizdah, take a look. He wrote the Chavizdah, the Yeredeh, then he wrote the Nesiris, the Chesh Mishpat. What is known, the Chavizdah is not so known. And again, the Nesiris is better than the Chavizdah. But the only one who wrote alike and did not give preference to Nezikim, and I might be mistaken too, it was the Chesiris. No, he's a good sefer. Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger is actually, you don't see, I mean, in the selection of topics, he treated later, halachically, I mean, analytically, any preference for any seder, for any mishnah. Reb Chaim, the revolutionary, saw that his strength is concentrated in stories, again, Nezikim, the stories, and Tumasnes, Rovis. But however, there is a general preference for Nezikim. Why is it? This Shabbos I understood. Please! This Shabbos I understood it. This preference was given, was actually for the first time were introduced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You ask, why Nezikim? And Rabbeinu Shlom considered Nezikim as the best example. So we should also give preference to Nezikim. What do I mean, Rabbeinu Shlom gives preference to Nezikim? In Mishpatim, and in Yisrael, the Daber Alekim, the Asas Adibres. Excuse me. וחילה של הרחו וכל הורם ראים וסולקים וסולפים וסקילה שאיפה וסור ראשי ויני הורם וינו וים ומרוחי אין זה ואין אומר ימי שדבר רק אימון ונשמו ולדבר אימון הריקים פנומוס ואין אומר של הורם anyway after the tire finishes ואין אשר אומר שקיסים עוד נשרו אתם ריסק מהשמיים דברתם מוכם וסס וניתם לכי חסר וכזור ריזום, ריססו לכם מזבח, אז מה, ודומו, קיצר, שנפת עליה בהתחלו, אז אשר ניסי גולה עבוד שחולה. Right after that, the Torah should have picked up, no? What should have the Torah picked up right after? What? I don't know. No. Dalmatia Omar? No, 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 no. Dalmatia Omar? Yeah, correct. Dalmatia Omar, you're right. Just a minute. Dalmatia Omar? And after Dalmatia Omar? And after Dalmatia Omar, you're right. I mean, Dalmatia Omar is a short parsha. She was mentioned, introduced. And after you got through with Dalmatia Omar, what should he have done? Yeah. This is the story. This is the story. So apparently the Rabbi Yisrael did not arrange so. It's different. The Yarom Kibesh Meshe was postponed, but after he finished the Aseret HaDibre, after the Torah finishes telling us about the Aseret HaDibre and the fact that the people were afraid, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Meshe to go up to the mount. So he does not start Vayibar Yisrom Kibeshes Meshe, no? Even though it happened in that order. But the Torah tells us the story of Eila Mishpot Yerus Neyem. And I have a Divri, I have a Knaini, Knaini is hardly mentioned. Or a Mikot, Madvik, Iskimomen, Shomrim, correct, Shomrim. Nizikin, you know it's many faceted, aspects. You know it many, many, it's a different world completely. Nizikin is there. And after HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished telling Nizikin, he told him the Maisa Mishkan. Only then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told Meshe, you can go down and deliver them the message. Only then. We understand very well, why the Binyan HaMishkan was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Meshe about the Binyan HaMishkan before Meshe went down to give him the Luchas. The first thing Meshe should have done. Should have been, the turning over the Luchas. He got the Luchas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he had to turn it over like a Shliach, turn over to the Mishaleach. No, apparently, his Truma would have been in place. Why? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Meshe, Zerach Ha'ez, כי שלחתיך ביציאך ועשום הזה במצרים תבדם סליקים על האור הזה. What does it mean that the purpose of יציאס מצרים is not the political freedom which they will acquire? It's also a purpose, but not the main purpose. The purpose of יציאס מצרים, what has got to be achieved, is Avedas Hashem. In under the word Avedas Avdu Slikim Al Or Hazeh means has two meanings. One meaning what? One meaning Kabbalah Sater. But the second meaning, Beis HaMikdash, Avedas. So the Trume and the Tzavet, the Avedas HaMishkan, being HaMikdash, is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avtocher, I mean, promise to Meshe that whenever the political, so to say, they'll gain freedom as slaves, that they'll be freed from slavery, they'll do two things. They should do two things. Accept Sefer Torah and build a Beis HaMikdash. Zekeli Vavei. Meshe, as a matter of fact, Meshe promised it in the Shem. Zekeli Vavei. Tag Munkeres interprets Van Veil, I'll build a home for him. I'll build a home for him. Van Veil. Vevnele Nigdoshe, that's how Munkeres does. So Meshe had to fulfill both promises. So the Aseret HaDibre is received. The Aseret HaDibre is represented Kol HaTorah Kulo, Tanya Mitzvos. You read the Rashi, the past of Mishpatim, אז רב סעדיה divided the Tayag Mitzvahs under ten topics under ten themes. The Aseret HaDibrei scale will include all Mitzvahs at Ere, Tayag Mitzvahs. That's what Meishi was supposed to do, believe it. The Aseret HaDibrei. And the Levi, this was the Ruch Yisrael, HaShabayoni. And the Levi, and also, I mean, bring to the Bnei Yisrael the message of being Mishabim. So this was mentioned in the original Kaviyochu plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the purpose is one is called the Rekule, and secondly, Abay Samigdash, where Tavdunes Rekim Alohor Azeh. But how does the only Mishpotim come in? But what's Mishpotim? Mishpotim should be in the Vayikra. You speak about Gdeshim Tehillim LeKechem, so the past Vayikra could have included the past Mishpotim as well. What's the preference? What is the excellence? I mean, what's the preference which was granted to Mishpotim that no other parsha has? Apparently, so what? Apparently, that Mishpotim. That Mishpotim is an interpretation of the Aseret HaDibrei. There are the footnotes to the Aseret HaDibrei. Particularly Mishpotim. Why? What is the reason? What is the reason for Mishpotim being selected? What is Now let us how many yonim does Mishpotim include? Does Mishpotim embrace how many yonim? I don't want you to count each certain step on. But the topics of the year, how many topics does Mishpotim deal with? How many principles are formulated? Some directly, some indirectly Mishpotim. Yes? How will you divide? How many topics does Mishpotim deal with? First, what? You're not tired, what is special? First, Ben Odom Lechaver. We have a table of mitzvahs which is called Ben Odom Lechaver. This table of mitzvahs is exclusively, almost exclusively. You have some Ben Odom Lechaver in Kiseitze. In Kiseitze and in Gdeshim. In Gdeshim you don't have many Ben Odom Lechaver. In Gdeshim you have simply, you should not steal. You should not kill. Ah? What? It's harsher not to be a liar. It's only not to be lazy. Ah? Yeah, not to talk too much. Not to talk too much. Correct. This is correct. But there is one thing missing in Mishpatim. One thing is missing in safety. I assume in Gdeshim. Namely what? What is missing? There are nothing there in Gdeshim, which is not always observed. Missing is, what if he commits a crime, what should we do? At the end of Gdeshim, we have a parsha which actually doesn't belong to Gdeshim. Belongs to Achemes, Afarayas, Ocean Afarayas. This is just a minute. In Gemara, on Shnevarayim. But the main parasha of Bereishis, the Gemara says Gufei Torah. Chazal says Gufei Torah. The Mitzrayim book does not deal with Einesh, with penalty, but with the crime. That is a crime. What you should do, what it should be done to you, if you violate it or enacted the crime, enacted contrary to the. To the aloha, to the Eisa, Yasei, to the Eisa, the Torah doesn't say. Mishpotim tells us not only what to do, what not to do, but tells us also if I did, what obligations did I incur? Sheir Amuret. As a matter of fact, the Torah does not mention, I don't believe there is a single Einesh in Mishpatim. Retzich. The color of Yimei Meshimos and Retzich. Retzich Meshimos. In the Bema, we regard him in Retzich. But the rest, going to fish in Chor and Nimtz V'yodeh, Meshimos. But in addition to those onshin, the Torah mentions Tashlumim, actually which are not to be classified as onshin, as penalty. For instance, a gazlan pays, or a ganef pays, has to pay, has to compensate in nignet. This is not the Torah's Einesh, where the knas and mom is not important. It's not Einesh, it is Tashlumim, what do you call it? Is Mishpotim represent, the Mishpotim represent not only a parsha which deals with the moments, it's been Adam Lachaveh. Not only that, it represents more. It represents Protim, in the sense that not only important is not only moral laws, But also, I mean, the civil relationship between Reuven and Shimon. Protim, details which actually should have left it for the Torah Shebaal Peh, because Baruch Hu should have left it for the Torah Shebaal Peh. I said Baruch Hu should have just laid down the principle; it's forbidden. And Talmation, Teresh Baal Peh, and if he did not, so he has to pay that Amelia Mixtus has to pay so much and so much. Or Hashim HaSochor pays for Ein, not for Einus, for Meir Avede, while Hashim Echinom, Hashim Echinom pays for Meir Avede, Hashim Echinom pays for Pshir, and Hashim HaSochor for Meir Avede, and Sheel pays. The pays a team for Neva Vene, pays him for Onsen. For Onsen. Yeah, I've mixed that. Hashem Achinam pays for Pshir. Hashem Asocha for Neva Vene, Hashem for Onsen. It's correct now. Those are details. It means the Torah is interested that. So you could have said, why should it actually? You see, when there is a moral law, I violate the law. So it is quite in place. The Torah said it should be punished. So some with Malkias. So the system of penalties. This should be applied again to him. However, why should it deal with problems of his highness, civil his highness? Major mixes a tiny, what does the Torah care? Whether major mixes a tiny, you say, in the main spot of Malchaye, is major mixes a tiny, you believe the Levi, not the Malve? Or major mixes a tiny, you don't believe, you still believe. You pay or you don't pay. And what did they care about the yachsim, the relationship of shomrim to Tarnapim. What's the Asher? Asher, because why is Asher? Asher is nonsense, but I know Asher. Why is it? Is it morally? Does it make morally? And it is distinction between Asher and Shem Asocha, and Shem Echinam. Does it make? Is this distinction based upon our superficial and popular morality? Certainly not. Okay, well, how the Shemer and the Sheol and the, will arrange their payments and their mutual relationships could completely be of no, should be of no interest to us. See, when in Gdeshin you say, Lesilcho Rochel Bamecho, or Lesignevu should be forbidden by the Torah, because it's morally wrong to steal or to... and also the Torah could also emphasize that if he violated the moral law, it's got to be punished. That time you understand, because you deal with morality and immorality inside. But when you come to Bava Mitzia, to Bava Basra, a large part, chunk of Bava Basra is devoted to one problem. Which problem? What? No, stories and all. Chazoki. Chazoki, Moshe. What if the Torah had skipped, would have skipped? What, whether you believe the Me'arer, who was at the squatter, who sat down and said, it's mine, or you believe the Morotamer, the landowner, who he says that he never sold him the cart and so forth. So the morality of it, this is a moral problem. It's a civil problem. And the Torah has it. I don't mean this halacha chazoke, because this happens to that dimension. Or as a mecha stories of shochaveh, a mecha stories. How can I transfer a chiz? How I can transfer a concrete object? You know, shiche, chotzer, yad. But how do you transfer a chiz? It is abstract shibudim. Abstract indebtedness. No, he's a Ramza Loha, he's just no, he's just not the Messiah. But there is no prima facie, when we are very superficial. From the superficial viewpoint, prima facie, first glance, Merob Mishpotim has no place in Israel. I would agree that the second half of Bava Basra, of Bava Tame, yes, should be mentioned. Because Tashlumin is not just a matter of a civil character, but of a moral character. You have to correct what you violate, your mistake. This is a moral awareness which is very sensitive to such matters. If you inflict a damage upon a person, it's not only a civil problem, it's a criminal problem. To destroy property of somebody else is forbidden, not only from a civil viewpoint, but from a moral viewpoint. It's even careful, above Hamisha is in place. But in other cases, Shnaim Erzim Betales, Zeyishavash, and so forth. It's very difficult to understand why the Torah has introduced it as a Parsha Mishpatim. So what does the Parsha Mishpatim, characterize? What does it characterize, the Parsha Mishpatim? But the Torah did, I mean. Would you think to study in Kippanayit, the last Mishnah in Yume about Tshuva, or to study Rabbi Yehuda Grundy, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid about Tshuva. Keep an eye. Or to study Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, to study Gibushon and Haroya Chazoke on it is a lesser mitzvah and less inspiring and less gripping than the studying of Cheske Sabbatim and Yitzbanai? No, it isn't. Our PD understands very well that if I study in Kibanai, it is on the contrary. When I want to accomplish many things, I go to the Sikhti, which does not deal with the topic of working in Kippur or Jewish. Then I'm Sikhti. Amatiyah, Balabasa. What is God in Kippur? The topic of in Kippur, so it's so exalted, an exalted topic. Got to do with Cheske Sabbat Mabiris, the Sikhti, the Mayer, the Mishon. Rabbi Shmuel, what's got to do? I don't know what's got to do, but I know it is the same inspiration. That I can tell you, the same inspiration. Of course, there is a lot of information taken from Israel, Shane and Rodney. Do a bit of Matei. I don't deny it from it, but psychologically, it is the same. The same inspiration, the same power, the same ecstasy. I don't know Adas Kvota and Cheske Sabbatim. Cheske Sabbatim, I know, one of them is a liar. They want to steal from each other, you know. They moved in, they don't want to move out. They said they had a star, didn't have a star. So you deal with forgers. And the Gemara in Cheske Sabbatim, Cheske Sabbatim is the place of Migi. Shows how he could have won them, that the trouble that he didn't win this argument, the burden, because he didn't know how to formulate it. Had he formulated the argument in a different manner, he would have won. He did the topic for Yom Kippur. But still, it's a topic. And if you study Cheske Sabbatim or what does belong to him, what the vendor can retain, I mean, is just as mekadesh, as the potency of kiddush. The material of mekadesh, as the potency of kiddush. As much as the vakeini woman, in Bazorak Shem, Shem Shashem, and Nimon Vanios. That's plain to me. Here we read that King Gorul, who is Nichnas Bigdushe, who enters in awe to Takodish Boch and Kotchi Kodoshim in order to win Slich and Mechile, is as far as the inspirational elements are concerned, from a viewpoint of psychology, a psychological viewpoint. It inspires and stirs up man. Not more than a Mishnah Cheske Sabbatim. It's very strange. And there is, prima facie, there is no morality involved. The answer is simple. It doesn't mean that we have to prove it. But if the Torah dealt with this problem, this itself makes the problem transforms the problem into a moral one, correct? But this is I remember there was a chosid in Warsaw. His name was Palevsky. He was a Gera chosid who at the same time was an adherent, admirer of Gera. And also an admirer of Reb Chaim was out of God. Because basically Reb Chaim in Gera did not go hand in hand. But still, to understand that in spite of the fact that he's a Gera, still there is something to admire Reb Chaim, something or to something. To admire Reb Chaim, you have got to be already a great person. He himself, and he was a great person. What about a Balabuasa? Great person. So he tells me that But once he was building a sukkah, and someone passed by, and he's building a sukkah, and with enthusiasm, in a state of ecstasy. So somebody who passed by, in the same building, the sukkah, with songs, and he was singing and dancing. I wasn't excitable for anyone. Singing and dancing, so I thought, but maybe you should enter high, he's a businessman, you're a businessman. Why are you excited? You put a piece of straw on I'm for bored. I said, yeah. But somehow this excites me. Apparently there is more than placing a piece of straw and branches, evergreen branches, and boards. There's more than apparently I'm placing much more. This is exactly our attitude to Nezikni's characteristics of Yadus. Yadus is not only deals with moral immoral problems. Yadus deals with everything in human life. And even the character, the moral character is invisible simply. Like I gave you all the examples I gave you. It's still when you study them within the frame of reference of Allah. So they become saturated with meaningfulness of a moral nature. The moral nature. So I study, on the one hand, the Mesichta, I do study the Mesichta, which actually has no relationship to morality. And on the other hand, on the contrary, in Mishpotim, actually, that in Yahadus, a detail is important. In Yahadus, details are important in Yahadus. I say it many times. When the Torah said Yontel begins at Shkia Sachamo, it means at Shkia. A minute before Shkia is Hashem Tovim. 10 minutes after Shkia, or 70 minutes after Shkia, the minute, the fraction of a second, determines Chiyuv up to. Mishpotim is the representative parsha as far as details are concerned. And it's exactly, this is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, apparently, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the Luches, he finished with the Aseret HaDibros, and Moshe was ready to go down the mount and tell the people. The Aseret HaDibros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. If you bring them the Luches now, so they'll just find in the Luches glowing. How can you realize it? I mean, if you wouldn't give them examples and explain to them, they filter. I mean, all they signal or Shabbos. I mean, important is not the general yesod, but important is the detail. And actually, the theorem is this Tanyag mitzvah. Is just to interpret the Torah of Exod. No doubt about it. So what is Torah of Exod? Torah of Alpe? Torah of Alpe is the representative of Torah of Alpe, is Mishpat. Not the representative in Adam Lachaver and Adam Lachaver. This certainly. But more than this, in Adam Lachaver and Adam Lachaver, and Mishpat in Melo. Mishpotim means regardless whether it is a civil action or what is known as a criminal action, civil action, a moral action, any detail in man's life, in human life, is saturated with Gedusha, with sanctity. And that's why Parash Mishpotim is deep takirush to Aseret HaDibros. So Meishe Spurkos. So stay here. Where are Mishpotim and Shatosim today? With the Mishpotim, they will understand what Erosh of Iksav is. Without the Mishpotim, they will think Aseret HaDibros is complete. It isn't so. Aseret HaDibros is not complete. Aseret HaDibros are just topics. It's Ravaya, it's Ravsadi going to say. But you need a Parshas Mishpotim, a commentary to explain. And this is Parshas Mishpotim. Parshas Mishpotim is the interpretation, this is of Aseret HaDibros. Aseret HaDibros and Parshas Mishpotim are like Aseret HaDibros in Kol HaTorah Kula. This is what's important. No, since the Rebbeinu Sholem preferred Mishpotim, the people receive Aseret HaDibros plus Parshas Mishpotim. So apparently Mishpotim, we cannot understand the Kedusha and the beauty of the Torah unless we study Parshas Mishpotim. That's why Parshas Mishpotim, he told Meishe to wait and to study Parshas Mishpotim. And interesting is that in Parshas Mishpotim, he uses an expression, a term which he does not use often. It was not used often. I believe it was used in one partial commission. Sim of it here. Well, in Shomei Atish Mubetirim, Mushmaatim et Brisim. Listen, is Gula Kolani. No. The team on the left has been. Yeah, before. Well, Eli advanced about me, sir. You should may teach me to take a look. I'm Shemaya Tishma on the Twitter, yeah? Because the Shmaten is Brisi, the Yisem is Gulal Kolamit. Kili Kolor, it's like in Kili, it's a front. Ma'am Lechet Sen in the Jay Kolor, it's correct. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise? What did he promise? What Gilish Ken? Which Gilish Ken? The Shechina of the type of Nisim in the forest means in the sense that we will experience something. Not only the Shechina which dwells, abides in the universe. Wherever there is universe, there is Shechina. Otherwise, it will be taken over there. Or the specific Shechina. Of Nivue, that in theory, Ishmael is good, Kolanim, Kili Kolor, that in theory, Mamlech of Kin, and the Gay Kolor. No, the theory speaks about two Gilishkinis. Seven, Mishamay, Mishamatishmu, Yisrael, 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 done does not say you will be completely different. We use in this Gula, you will be the favored people on the Kalam. But there is no Avdole. There is no, the concept of Avdole means that a Jew is not just, he is better than that boy. You're going to snap a year at that. The boy is not so bad that in order to be better than what shall I say, than Hushev, he still does not spell clear. It's not Aman Ilfar. And then again, it's not Galton, and I mean, even if one is better than Hushev. This is what Akelma Magad used to say. What is Geig and what is Mogi? What is the kind of name for him? Geig is our Shepherd, Ganef Vegadra. No, if Geig is our Shepherd, Ganef Vegadra, and it wasn't Mogi, Mogi is Mel Ganef and Mel Ganef. Thank you. as a matter of fact, as a matter of fact, quite often, when you see at Bakatono, so I always say I've done call Amin, I have to send a piece of bono. He's just on, they all come back. Anyway, just on. If the Yisem is good, they call Amin, this is that story. What in Kiel in Mamlechet Kien in Gei Kodesh. So there are two Aftochet that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave bestowed upon Israel. One Aftochet was the Yisem is Gula Mecholam. You'll be better than ever. I cherish you the most. But not complete separation. Not complete difference. But the Atom Kiel in Mamlechet Kien in Gei Kodesh means the same. Will be at a higher level. So there are two Giluim and two Aftochet. One Aftochet deals with the universe, with the Kilish Shemini. That's the universe, the universal Kilish Shemini. It's Kilikol Oret, I cannot take away from it. Kilikol Oret, I cannot take away from it, from other Amin, this Kilish Shemini. Everybody has in mind to think from it. You see, the Ramses, the Salem, He's entitled to it. This Jewish finish from Bracious, from Genesis, was not taken away from everybody. This is Kirikol Oret. Means if I should take away Jewish finish from the non-Jew, so it means there will be no world. But the atom, you, I promise, a Jewish thing has a different nature, namely what Jewish thing? From Mamlechet Kien in the Gei Kodesh. This is the Jewish thing from Matan Torah and the Famiglish and so forth. If there are two Jewish things, one Jewish thing is the universal Jewish thing, and shortest, and we are Zgula Mikolan. Zgula means the best, but the best. If you say the best, means an element of comparison. But when you say it's different, completely different, how do you compare? So then it's not the best, it's more than that. It's not the same, it's not subsumed under the same category, under the same rubric. It's not a value judgment, it's a judgment. When I say he's good, all of our is better than me, it's a value judgment. When I say he is good, the other fellow is different, completely different. It's an objective statement. It's not a judgment, statement of judgment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised B'nei Yisrael, V'yisem l'izgulo amikolo amin. B'shmei atishim v'kiri. Depends. Sometimes when you will not, sometimes you'll be z'gulo amikolo amin. But as Gula Mikola Amin, as the Ramban says, but one mazel, Ramban says, one star, one destiny, but better, you'll do much better. All right, it's all successful brief, but this is not a trap. The prophet says, what until you imam lechas, kei amin vegei kodesh. This is called a different Jewish finish. It's the unique, singular Jewish finish. The apocalyptic, I mean, a strange Jewish thing, a supernatural Jewish thing. But here in Mamlechet Kien in the Gei Kodesh. So two Jewish things. Then you say Ato Bechartone. Ato Bechartone is when there is Pchire. If there is no Pchire, for instance, somebody should come in and say, what cereal do you like? I don't know the cereal. Bran or honey cereal. So if I say bran cereal, it is Bechartone in bran cereal. You wouldn't say Bechartone. If you want to say that my preference is solid, unshakable, but there is a comparative question and there's a comparative answer. What is better, what you like more? But this is not the prayer from the Knesset Yisrael. Prayer of Knesset Yisrael is simply different. There's no one common denominator which you could actually analyze and find out whether there is some element of comparison or not. This is Mamlechet Keir, he's up until this is like he's from his Gula Mekolam, Kili Koloret, as the term, Kili Koloret. Because if I should remove my presence from the world, even from the non-Jewish world, or even I'm a distant star, so the whole world will collapse. So everybody, the whole world, everybody shares in that kind of division. But to you, I offer a different kind of division. Namely, Mamlech Eskin, because then as the Ramban says it in a few places, with regard to Israel are not guided, Israel, the Jew is not guided by the net, but by the Muslim. It's a special guide, it's guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atmo. It's got different concepts, different than Muna. The Ramban says it a few times, particularly in Beis Hanan, during Absalom, correct? Means this. What is it? There is a separate Jewish thing, a Jewish thing which cannot be explained in terms of natural law, even though natural law is also an expression of Jewish thing, but a different Jewish thing from Brazil. So what about this is? Now how could you support me by quoting? Interestingly, we are seeing where is it? Yes, this is on the contrary, you need Jewish thing. That's nothing, they're just right. Interesting is just a thing, I'll see you. A yicht of Meisha. Yeah. Vayiru es eleke Yisroel, vayal Meisha v'arim adel aviv, v'shivim ezikne Yisroel, vayiru es eleke Yisroel, v'sach asraglov, k'maisi livna sasachla, v'chayetzem ha'shomayim v'teyam. Gelatile bnei Yisroel ishalach yodei, vayyechaz yisrekim, ויך וישלח. פוסוק עם ישראל ורבי נשלון אז ריפיטת קפל אף טיימס and Charles Meshev is the duty of telling the people not to push too much and not to come too close to the to house tonight ואיך
ואיך
ואיד ואום and then the nation says already after HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, he told Moshe to go down and to warn the people against coming too close to the Hor, and the punishment is actually Chiyuv Nisa. That we find and Chiyuv Nisa. If the people should come too close beyond a certain boundary, I mean, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this was as far as Yisrael is concerned, as a part of the Sipur, this Matan Torah in Yisrael. When it comes to Mishpotim, the Sipur in Mishpotim Matan Torah, Mayoko Meshiv Yeshua Meshosim, ורסקים עם המה עשו לכם בזה, והיהו מישה להור, ויחס אהון ונצרו, ויש ככביל על השם על ההור, הבוים והחסי יום השש הסיומים, ויקרא מישה לימה השביל, ומר יקבי ראש השם, כאיש יחל אז בראש ההור, ואין לבני ישראל. Where are the warnings that HaKדוש ברוך הוא addressed to the people? וגם הכן עם הנגוש עם השם, ויפה במרב. This was the Gazora before Matan Torah. Lacha Matan Torah, Lacha Natsa Vinishmo, is apparently the Gazora was Rav. ומי שקריד על השם, כאיש יחלת בראש אור. What Gil is the portrayed here? What Gil is portrayed here? Not the universal Gil, the customary Gil. But the Gili, the specific Gili, from the Knesset Yisrael and her relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kriish, Kriish, Yechelet, Vriish, Or, Leini, Kol Yisrael. All boundaries were abolished. And Yovi Meishe, Besich, Onan, Vajala, Loho, and Yovi Meishe, Loho, Adnei, here, excuse me. Yovi Meishe, Loho, Adnei, excuse me. Oh, yeah. ויירו ויאמר ויירו סלקי ישראל וסך הסרק לו כמי שעשה פלילנס הספיה וחצם השמיים ותיה ולהציל את בני ישראל לשלח יודן ויחסו סלקים ויחו לישתו ועד הבאונדרס בגבולס ליחו את בהון everything will drop anybody can reach out for his destination for the destination he wants. Shorter destination, he can reach out from the world. He is not ambitious so much, he's not so ambitious as to reach out for far exalted, I mean, objective, like the like the Jewish Hine, the cosmic Jewish Hine. He wants to get along with his limited experience of Jewish Hine. He can do it too. It's up to the Jew, up to us. I mean, what is selecting the Jewish Hine. Before Matan Torah itself, I mean, was actually the introduction to Jewish Hine, the specific Jewish Hine. Before Matan Torah, the Torah said, Mamlechet Kenim, recently, the school of Kol HaAmim, Matan Torah, Mamlechet Kenim, the Kodesh. It's for the last student. In order to achieve the Yisrael and Zgula Mekol HaAmim, is enough for us to be, in order to achieve the Zgula Mekol HaAmim, Yishamei Atishma Bekele, Yishmaatam Et Brisi, the Yisrael and Zgula Mekol HaAmim. However, if one wants to belong to Mamlech HaSkin in the Gil Kodesh, then he has got to start out, I mean, it's just Shmaatam Et Brisi is not good enough. You have to do something which will raise you above your normal life, above this Zgula. But the Mamlech HaSkin in the Gil Kodesh. Here, in Mishpatim, the question is, was raised by Rishoni, why was it necessary for Yisrael and Mishpatim. Rashi interprets the text of Mishpatim not a repetition for Yisrael. It happens that it's a part of the story, not the fear, but the fear, some problem. It's not a, according to Rashi, it is the Shishin Emor Parshah Zuh. It means the Shishin Emor Parshah Zuh, it means it's a part of the Matan Torah in Yisrael. However, I mean, another, the Ramban, the Mechilti, the Machleket Atanoi, think that actually the Mechilti, the Yem Shishi was separate. Yem Shisha, not Yem Shisha, in contrast, the beginning in Yisrael is one Jewish Hine, and in Mishpatim is second Jewish Hine. Why was it necessary to have two Jewish Hine, in Mishpatim and in Yisrael? Because Geus, during the time of Matan Torah, the Geus, big Geus from Matan Torah, was a deal that all Yisrael united and all underwent girls and came out on the Mamlech HaSkin in the Gil Kodesh. It was a total girls for both. A total girl, first of all, to be better than anybody else, to be better than anybody else, and to have a share, the biggest share, in Gimish Hine from Vayara Lekim Kitei, from Bria Tzoyla. This is the Yisrael Nizgula Mekol HaAmim. And then there was a separate girls. Alright. Then there was a separate girls for Mamlech HaSkin in the Gil Kodesh. Mamlech HaSkin in the Gil Kodesh. And this girls is recorded in Mishpatim. Is in Yisrael, the Matan Torah was the first Matan Torah is recorded in Yisrael. So what is recorded? Not in the Yisrael is Gulo, nor also, I mean, Matan Torah in Mamlech HaSkin, the Gil Kodesh. In Yisrael, excuse me, in Mishpatim, you see, the Torah does not care about Mishpatim Yetzirah does not care about the boundaries, the gvulos. This balka son lenya. Mishpatim Yetzirah doesn't mention. On the contrary, the Torah says, as they went up the mount, Aaron, the skin in Asherite, when Yeshua Mishor said, it was free to all. It was free to all. So in Mishpatim, free to all. Why? Because in Mishpatim, the Torah tells us about Kabbalah's Kedushas Yisrael, for the purpose of Jewish finish, of the Jewish finish. I don't mean the cosmic Jewish finish, which reveals itself in every nook and corner and in the world, but even the non-rational Jewish finish, the Jewish finish which is unique, because we experience something which is not to be found in the scientific register. At his end. If there is a Torah, there is a promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this Gilishina will be given to a Jew, to any Jew who wants to comply with its requirements. The costs are very high. There is a Torah that every Jew can be a novice. It's a problem. The Ram says there is a Torah that every Jew can be a novice. And as a matter of fact, and this is according to the Rambam, this is not just a hope or a dream, it's more than that. This is the chivah, this is the obligation of every Jew. What should a Jew want to be? What? Big businessman, all right? Or big Rosh Hashiva, I wouldn't advise What is he supposed to want? What is he supposed to actually to ask for? Each person has a dream. A dream of what he wants to be, of what he will be. Man is a dreamer. Yeah. What is Allah didn't say a word about it? And I said Allah was not interested. But in past some Mishpatim, if Allah is interested, Yashua Tam is certainly interested in the ideal, which ideal a Jew should pursue. What idea? If the Rambam says in Eir Nebuchim, the ideal is to be capable to meet the requirement that every Jew as a novice must possess. Certain requirements, the Rambam has those requirements mentioned. His nevuah is the ideal of the Jew. Not only nevuah is a fact. Nevuah is a fact, no doubt about it. But attain nevuah is a mitzvah of every Jew. This is basic the Valachta Bidrochel. Or not only Valachta Bidrochel, but Uvei Sidva. Uvei Sidva means nevuah. How can a man join after this work of Sidva? How can he join? How can he be attached after this work? But like glue down Kavayochel Kavayochel. Glue down Kavayochel. This is through Nevuah. So then he gets the student of the great Jewish Chine, of the apocalyptic Jewish Chine. This is told, this story is told in Mishpatim. If a Jew is ready for that, so he is the Mare Leine Kolisro, the Mare Trida Lishen. The Ishi Chalet Bereisho, and we say it, La Yirues Alete Yisroel, Yitzach Asharot Kemasya, Livnos Asapir, Mukhetzem HaShomayim Loteya. It's not speaking of the Dreshis Gilish Chine, nor what Gilish Chine. Of Matan Tere. The Gilish Chine Memal. Memal Loteya. Memal to Yiyaya. Beyond that. This was the first Gilish Chine, the first Gilish Chine. Was to the Yisrael with Gula Mikolam, not Mamlechet Kenin in the Gay Kodesh. Mamlechet Kenin means Amamlechet Nevi'im. What does Kenin mean? Kenin the Nevi. Means Amamlechet Nevi'im. But in theory, I promise you, that when you, when the יהודי observant as far as the breach is concerned, the covenantals and the obligations we take upon ourselves. Zvaten tili mamlechas kenim rikodesh means mamlechas kenim mamlechas nevim. Kenim vinovish is the next word. And then there is acquisition with Zgulo was a separate Kabbalah Shalmiti. Was a separate promise, commitment. In Mishpotim, in Israel, is speaking about the commitment from Yisrael with Zgulo. It means that mitzvah, and with regard to and in Mishpotim, he speaks about it, another aspect of Yerush, completely. We don't have to say to, we have got to pursue this particular pattern. But we don't, there is no need for that pursuit. But it is, the commitment is, of course, is a greater one. So that's why there are two gerus. One gerus is Yisam is Gula Mekol Amin. You have, the Kol Amin have nine mitzvahs. You have 613, very simple. But moreover, you have something which the other people will not forget. Namely, Mamlecha Skeini Medei Kodesh. First of all, the first Matan, the Matan Torah, the first time was the Matan Torah was from Chavis. What does the Jew mean? The Jew means who is more committed than his neighbor who is not a Jew. The neighbor is committed by 7 mitzvahs, he is committed by 630 mitzvahs. The Ramban said in Yeromit that whatever, that with every mitzvah which was given in Israel, before Matan Torah, he had to go to Yireh Brahman, because there was an increase in the Bishop of Israel when the mitzvah from Kom Pesach was given. As a matter of fact, Avraham Avinu did not have the Kedusha which Amram had, because Amram had a few mitzvahs which Avraham didn't have. This is a reasonably Zgula Mekorah. But if you will do more than that, you'll commit yourself to another objective, namely the nevuah. You'll seek and you'll pursue nevuah. So then it's first of all the Torah told us the story of Chavis and Mitzvah, if you listen to Gula Mekorah. But then after, then Mishpotim is the example, the sample, the Mishpotim is, and don't make mistakes. It's not just will be you observe mitzvahs, but you have to pursue beyond Mamlechas Kenim, the Nisan is Gula, another commitment, which is by more far difficult, very difficult to fulfill, which is the Nisan is Gula, the Mamlechas Kenim, because the story of the second commitment was the Gerus, a special commitment of the Gerus. In this time, the people saw not only Anan Tridecho, the Kedus of Rokin, not more than that. They saw the Yiras of Hashem on the day before, with Sacha, Sragu, Salim, and Sasaka, Yatsum Hashemayim, and Tehra. As a matter of fact, we don't understand exactly the meaning of Yitzhak. It was purposely, the Tehra is the first purpose, left the meaning of the Pesukim. You have the meaning of the Pesukim ambiguous, because already we reach the boundary, and the Torah did not want to tell us too much. But the Torah told us, and that's what the Torah wanted to tell us. The Lacha Matan Torah is the Malas Yisroel, the level of the greatness of Yisroel rose above that greatness which prevailed before Matthew. Before Matthew, the Lord asked only for Nakaram his ruler. After Matthew, the Lord said, now that you are capable to say Nasir, Nishma, Nasir, I want you as a Mamlechas king in the Gifalis. And this is the idea of the Yemisa Mashiach. Basically, I don't worry, I'm full. Right. And this is the idea for Yemisa Mashiach. What will happen in Yemisa Mashiach? What will happen in Yemisa Mashiach? One thing. We find it hard now to be a Mzgula. It is much more, it's more difficult to be a Mzgula than to be a Mzgula. But in Mesa Mashiach, the Ram described in Mesa Mashiach. The last few words is to my Tamayim La Yom Echasid. What was the day of Tamayim La Yom Echasid? This is the second guild from Jewish Hine. This Amigdosh, or wherever, never the prayer speaks with me Hashem. This is the Jewish thing, the supernatural Jewish thing. And this is the Jewish thing of Mishpotim. At Sarah Mishpotim, at Kodesh Baruch Hu, to show Meshach Rabbeinu. So this is exactly what he wants the people to do. Prayer by Hashem HaMitzvah. And on Lechat Kenim, we will be later. First of all, Hashem, at Kodesh Baruch Hu, told Meshach Mishpotim. It means I am mainly interested in details, in small actions, in film, in doctrine, in Shabbos, in particular in different denominations. People should trade on it to for this before the Jewish thing. And that's what I thought I did was I tabled in it. And the second domain from after Meshach came down in the hall, but as Boris said, well, now I will conclude. Another covenant, the covenant of the world, not in theory, not in the skin of the covenant. And here, in order to see, to prove, in here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned all boundaries, and so you can get as far as you want, and see as much as you want, because you have enough toch, a promise from you. And that is here in the last game of the game. All right. A little longer than I should have.